Kilda, thank you so much for this opportunity to share and to express across oceans. And I just want to acknowledge the time that I spent in Lenape Hooking and Manahata, and especially at APA Institute at NYU, a very, very special place to me. And it's a really important space and time in my sort of ongoing development and relationship towards being in connection and in sort of solidarity with Indigenous peoples around the world. I'm very happy to be home in Aotearoa, in my place, and in my home city, ko waio, ko kikurangi te mana, ko waio pe te awa, ko harauta te waka, ko tuatini te marae, ko Ngāti Kurau te iwi, ki te tau tōku māma, ko Tarkeha te maunga, ko Moitangi te awa, ko Mātihe te marae, ko Mamari te waka, ko Te Rarawa te iwi, ko Jack Ray Taku Ingoa. I'd like to give everyone a cheers, so if you have some water or liquid, please put that ocean into yourself. Mariona. So I just rushed off to the bathroom because our friend Numa has been giving us this beautiful cover, and we've been doing this amazing ceremony off camera. There's a whole party going over here. Can I get some noise, guys? Let's have a look. Who's in the house? Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And I was just thinking about how I would get to do what I do. So I'm a facilitator and a mover, and I believe that we called this movement interlude. And I just looked up interlude because I was like, what is an interlude and what am I supposed to be doing? And an interlude is something in between something else, which I think is a perfect place to be. So we're in between something else, so that's cool. I'm going to put my water down. So one of the things that I've been trying to do over this period of time and forced to do as a person who practices in the physical realm is how to transfer information across this medium and the digital realm. And so I just want to acknowledge the potentiality, which is something that we understand in te ao Māori as te kore, te pō, ki te ao marama. So the idea of the core potentiality of darkness. I'm wondering, just because I like to mix things up, can we turn that light off? Mm-hmm. And then maybe can we turn that light off? And then maybe if you've got lights on in your home, you might want to turn them off as well. And then we can all be sort of in some sort of, I don't know, modulated different layer of space and time. Here we go. What was that? Beautiful. So I love to create mood, obviously. And I think it's important because I think what are the ways in which we're able to transition and also resist the energy around us. And to me, it's about kind of contemplating, reflecting, and going back into self in this very moment. I also want to acknowledge Adriel, I think you're all online, and also the folks that were part of Defying That, Harry, Kilda, so good to see you, and so many collaborators in this sort of ocean of connectivity and relationship. And now you've all sort of somehow come up on my screen, which is cool. So I think in the couple of minutes that we have to share, I'd like to, first of all, honour the overarching quality of Rangi Nui Me Papatua Nuku. So if you have the ability to put your tūranga waiwai into the whenua, into Papatua Nuku, please stand. If you're sitting and you're happy to do that, Kate Pai, I'm going to take off my shoes. I also realised that I didn't actually have many shoes today. I'm usually barefoot running around my studio. So one thing I like to do is to tell people to lift their toes. And what that does is it really pushes the foot firmly into the whenua. And the whenua is the earth, the land. It's also kind of ideas around the birthing place and sort of that the sort of the womb interior. And so I love these ideas about how we think about Tōnuku. And so when I lift my toes, it's almost like a way of greeting her before I place them down. So let's take a breath in with the nose, hongi, and puha, and then place those toes into the whenua. Now, in this moment, one of the things that becomes clear is that in the living realm, which we are in, that we are connected to our feet, through our skeleton, through our bones, all the way up. So let's just take a little moment to mihi to our skeleton, our body. And the way that we do that is just to draw your attention inside yourself, and then you're connecting to, imagining the bones, imagine your iwi. In our reo, we call iwi the bones, and the iwi is also the tribe. And so I love this idea when we think about the skeleton. It's like the formations of density, but also malleability that become our relationships and connections to our family. So you're going to imagine, just pay some attention into the internal aspect. You may have seen bones before, you may not have seen, but you might have felt them, you might have broken them. There are so many things that our bodies hold as stories, and every person's story is individual. We've got our beautiful, the hip and the bowl of the groin, and so that kind of encapsulates around there. Oftentimes we have a lot of tightness around those areas and in those connections. A lot of times we're sitting in chairs that bring us into a shortening of the muscles that we're used to doing. In various cultures, we're used to sitting really closely to the whenua. So maybe in the next couple of days, when you think about it, instead of sitting down at your chair, you might want to just kind of sit cross-legged on the floor, put a little cushion underneath, and just bring yourself a little bit closer to Papa Tuanuku. It's very grounding at this point in time. I'm going to ask people to bend your knees. And one of the things I love bending my knees is kind of you engage your tailbone, the spine that runs up the length of your back, the rib cage that reaches around and holds your manawa. Your manawa is your central heart. So I just love this idea that, you know, so oftentimes when we're dealing with trauma and we're dealing with all the things that are coming at us and all the unknown things that are coming at us, actually we can probably shift that by thinking about the unlimited core that we have, and that it's encapsulated in house, much like a whare, much like a whale, much like various other things that we understand our ancestral bodies to be within. Okay, so now I want you to slowly rise up, and the reason for that is because that was getting quite hard. So we're going to now put our hands on our shoulders, and we're just going to lift the shoulders and drop the shoulders, and then take a little elbow circle backwards. Oh, that feels so good. And elbow circle the other way. I can feel all these academics going, oh my God, why do I not do this? And now we're just going to reach our tendrils of our fingers nice and wide and making space, opening up that chest area. And then we're going to turn the palms down, kirunga, and turn them up, kirunga. No. Okay, kids, we're going to lift our hands towards ranginui, and then just have a natural sense of stretch down the armpits, down the sides of the body, all the way down past the legs. And then you're going to twinkle your whetū. Your fingers are going to be the stars in this beautiful sky. And I want you to just slowly rise. You're going to bring your weight onto your toes, and you're going to slowly rise. Slowly rising is quite hard, but that's okay. Keep the breath nice and relaxed, and bring it down. And we're just going to rain those hands down on your face, down on your body, bending down. I'm going to go out of camera, touch the floor, slowly roll up the spine. The head is last. Hongi. And puha. Draw that energy in. Hongi. Exhale out. Have a shake. I love shaking the hands. And that's the end. So keep that shape going. Mariana, thanks so much. Bye. You should see these guys, they're amazing.